Maximilian.
Thank you, Aleš. Just to reiterate a message from this presentation, my two next slides will summarize our strategy and goals, which are growth, technological leadership, and superior financial performance. Growth. We are achieving our goals through higher production and sales and production efficiency. In near future, we are going to add new production capacities. We mentioned line number 8. And further growth could be with our 9th line. Currently, we put an application for investment incentives for this project. Technological leadership, we are achieving by installation the world-leading technologies and by focus on R&D projects of new materials with added value and close collaboration with our customers and suppliers. Superior financial performance, we are focusing on growing revenues and EBITDA at the same time and maintaining highest margins among competitors by concentrating on high-margin specialty products. Thank you for your attention. I'd like to hand over to Clara.
Fantastic. Operator, we are now ready for the Q&A session, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's the number 1 to register a question, and it's the hash or pound key to cancel. There'll be a short silence whilst participants register for questions. Our first question comes from the line of Radim Kranjul. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Good afternoon. My name is Radim Kranjul from Česká spořitelna. I've got a question concerning the 8th line. Do you think, or how much production do you think that will be produced in 2007, or how much of increase of production we can expect for 2007? And you mentioned that you were specializing in specialty products, but you mentioned in your presentation that the specialty products increased only by 0.8% with respect to the other growth of normal standard hygiene products, which grew by 16%. If you could comment this, I would greatly appreciate. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for this question. First, the line 8th line could add in this year approximately 1,000 tons in the fourth quarter this year. Total output is around 15,500 tons, independent of product portfolio. Specialty products, the comment on this is we expected this. It was agreed with our customer in some non-European region. Our customer, according all agreements, found and started source material from other supplier. It's okay.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Lubomir Vistavl. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Hello, this is Lubomir Vistavl, ING. I would like to have a question regarding maintenance capex. On slide number 6, you are mentioning that. Number 6. On the slide that you described the maintenance capex, you show that maintenance capex has decreased from 0.9 or almost 1 million euros to only 300,000 euros. What is the reason for this decrease in the maintenance capex? Where is it coming from?
We normally plan our maintenance capex to be around 2 million euros annually. Mm-hmm. And maintenance capex doesn't necessarily mean that we don't invest in the lines. Maintenance capex normally means that a new small things and devices are being purchased. So it's not a negative development if we say that in the first quarter 2007 we spent less than in the fourth quarter 2006. It can be changed quite rapidly in quarter two, quarter three, or quarter four.
Okay. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Bram Boering. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Good evening. I have three questions, please. First is, what should we expect for an effective tax rate for the full year, given that you didn't pay any tax in the first quarter? Second, could you give us some idea of how much of your new debt facility you'd like to hedge with interest rate swaps? And third, if you could give us any indication of what you will do with dividends, given that it seems you're going to accelerate your CapEx program. Should we still expect a dividend from 2008 earnings? Thank you very much.
Regarding the tax rate, taxes in PEGA are fully, in this situation, connected with the development of the forex rate, Czech crown to euro.
Uh-huh.
We, as you know, we are benefiting from investment incentive scheme in the Czech Republic for company PEGAS DS, PEGAS NT, and PEGAS NW. These investment incentives are valid also in the year 2007. So the profit generated by those three companies will not be subject to a taxation. The only company paying the taxes in the Czech Republic is PEGAS Monvolvens SRO, but the company is now benefiting from the tax shield, which is currently given by the depreciation of the Czech crown against euro, and also the tax shield is related to a interest cost which we pay for debt in the Czech Republic. So it will be fully attributable to the further development of the forex rate of Czech koruna against euro. Regarding the new finance facilities, hedging is currently required or currently required to be 75% of the revolving facility, so 75% of 130 million euros will be hedged by interest rate swaps, but we will use our current swaps which are still in place, and these current swaps will be hedging the 130 million revolving facility. So according to the underlying amounts, we will probably increase the hedging in the year 2007 only by 500,000 euros this year. And regarding the dividends, you are right. As we said, this new great refinancing process, which is now behind us, and the syndication process has been running, give us a great flexibility in using our free cash flow, either for accelerated CapEx or for dividends. And we will be speaking on the board of directors of PEGAS Monovolvens SA also regarding this possibility. As we said, we may now accelerate the dividend payment, but obviously it must be approved by the board of directors of PEGAS Monovolvens SA, and this process hasn't still happened.
Okay, thank you. So if I could follow up on the tax question, is it possible then that you're going to come out with an effective tax rate this year of, what, close to zero or low single digits then?
Yeah, I think that it's possible and probable.
possible and probable. And is that can I roll that into 2008 as well, or am I reading too much here?
I think it's possible also to implement for the year 2008. Because also in 2008, all the investment incentives will be
in place. Okay. Thank you very much.
Just to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to register a question, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad now. And to withdraw a question, please press the hash or pound key. That's the number 1 to register, and it's the hash or pound key to cancel. We appear to have no further questions at this time, so I'll hand the conference back to you. In fact, there has been a late question registered by Radim Kranjul. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name.
Hello, it's Radim Kranjul again from Česká spořitelna. Maybe a little question to Mr. Bogan again about the ninth line. Actually, two questions. Ninth line, do you think you mentioned in your 1Q report that it could be in place in 2009? The question is how realistic it is and what kind of technology could we expect? I mean, if you're looking at the similar technology like eighth line, what capacity do you think that the new line could add? And the time. The second question is probably to Mr. Gregson about the Pamplona exiting Pegas, which lately have been in the news regarding Lentex. If you have any news concerning this issue, or probably how you can comment the media. Thank you.
May I start with the ninth line? We launched a project. So if you look in our history, we always put into operation every 2-3 years a new line. So now is probably good time to start with project. It hasn't been decided the configuration of line, you know, output and all these details. After receiving the tax incentives, we have a window, a time up to 3 years to invest and to start produce a material from this new line. So probably this 3 years is only exact timing or time limit I can confirm now. Unfortunately, nothing more about this line.
Okay.
Capacity, if and also the you know the all this detail. Probably we will continue to focus on our core business, which is nonwovens to hygienic product. So the line will be quite similar to our eighth line.
Thank you.
Thanks.